Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
So, if you can start off, please, just by telling me what your name is and what you're doing.
So, my name is Tim Crouch, and I'm the director of a piece called Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore, which is at the Theatre Royal, opens today, this afternoon.
Now, that is a most splendid title, and it's also the three words of the show. Tell me about that.
Well, it's the conceit of a brilliant playwright called Gary Owen, who wrote a sketch, kind of, many years ago, which was called Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore, that just had three characters who only ever spoke those three words. Partly because he was trying to explore the idea of subtext, the things that are said underneath the words. Mm-hmm. So he was told to restrict his vocabulary. And then we took that sketch and we expanded it to a nice 55 minutes, where we still kept the conceit that there are three characters, Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore, and the only words that are spoken throughout the whole piece are the words Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore. Huge amounts happens. Huge emotions are explored. Narrative is it's a delicious, funny clown show, but the only words that are spoken are Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore.
It is a children's show, although I suspect it will have different layers to it, but I guess within that kind of context, you can allow your imagination and surreality to run riot.
Yeah, so I can't even talk about the show without just a big grin on my face and a warm feeling suffusing my body. It's great for young people. It's particularly good for like 3 and 4 year olds, but I'd say it's probably even better for jaded middle-aged people who just need some joy in their lives. Because, you know, because of the restriction, because of the minimalism, because there is so much space given to us, the audience, to fill the spaces, and because there is such an innocence, I suppose, by restricting that language, that you bring to it what you need to bring to it, and you get from it what you want, what you need to get from it. So we have had adult performances in the Unicorn Theatre, which is where the show began, that have just been overbrimming with delirium, really. And the same with young kids. It's just come from a 2-week run in Dublin, and a beautiful children's theatre in Dublin, and to see a packed house of little ones, toddlers even, and their mums and their dads, and people who've come for no reason other than they like the idea of the show, all sort of mixing with these three exquisite clowns who work with us and work with each other. It's been a show, we call it an antidepressant. It's like a theatrical antidepressant, because you might be feeling a little bit sad and tired. You come and see Jeremy Hartleby and Ugal Moore, and you go with your heart slightly expanded.
You're no stranger to the Brighton Festival. You've performed, directed, written for the festival for many years. What's the importance of the festival to you?
Well, May time in Brighton is the best month of the year, I think, because, you know, the horse chestnuts are in blossom, because the sea is beginning to get warmer and you can just about bear being in it for a little longer than a second. And then there is the most outstanding international sort of compote of art in my city, my little city. It's not a big place, Brighton. And you can't walk down the street without bumping into something, even if it's an open house, you know. Public spaces get transformed, things that aren't theatres become theatres, and then that's the fringe is just growing and growing like Topsy, and then you have the festival itself, which, you know, in things like the Gabriel plays, the plays that are coming to the Attenborough Centre, that's a world-class piece of international work, and it's just down the road from me. So, you know, I know Edinburgh very well, and of course London is like a festival city all the time in terms of the amount of art, but there's something particularly special about Brighton, bordered by the sea like it is. It has a fierce identity of its own, and I feel like the Brighton Festival speaks to all the things that I love most about Brighton.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.